Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of 20 Wishes by Debbie May Comer, performed by Tanya E.B. Sirwa. Chapter 1. It was 6 o'clock on Valentine's Day, an hour that should have marked the beginning of a celebration, the way it had when she and Robert were married, when Robert was alive. But tonight, on the most romantic day of the year, 38-year-old Anne-Marie Roche was alone. Turning over the closed sign on the door of Blossom Street Books, she glanced at the Valentine's display with its cut-out hearts and pink balloons and the collection of romance novels she didn't read anymore. Then she looked outside. Street lights flickered on as evening settled over the Seattle neighborhood. The truth was, Anne-Marie hated her life. Well, okay, hate was putting it too strongly. After all, she was healthy, reasonably young and reasonably attractive, financially solvent, and she owned the most popular bookstore in the area. But she didn't have anyone to love, anyone who loved her. She was no longer part of something larger than herself. Every morning when she woke, she found the other side of the bed empty, and she didn't think she'd ever get accustomed to that desolate feeling. Her husband had died 9 months ago. So, technically, she was a widow, although she and Robert had been separated. But they saw each other regularly and were working on a reconciliation. Then, suddenly, it was all over, all hope gone. Just when they were on the verge of reuniting, her husband had a massive heart attack. He'd collapsed at the office and died even before the paramedics could arrive. Anne-Marie's mother had warned her about the risks of marrying an older man, but 15 years wasn't that much older. Robert, charismatic and handsome, had been in his mid-40s when they met. They'd been happy together, well-matched in every way but one. Anne-Marie wanted a baby. Robert hadn't. He'd had a family, 2 children, with his first wife, Pamela, and wasn't interested in starting a second one. When she'd married him, Anne-Marie had agreed to his stipulation. At the time, it hadn't seemed important. She was madly in love with Robert, and then 2 years ago it hit her. This longing, this need for a baby, grew more and more intense, and Robert's refusal became more adamant. His solution had been to buy her a dog she'd named Baxter. Much as she loved her Yorkie, her feelings hadn't changed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?